I just got a tweet about a solution for your fungal infection.
I don't even want to know. 101X, Jason, Dick, and friends. That is our friend CJ Morgan. He is in with me. I am Nick. Jason, Dick is on vacation. We're having fun. I know I told you we have news, and no time for news. There's a shortage of garden gnomes because of the Suez Canal blockage. So get your garden gnomes, sell them on eBay. There's also no ketchup. That's all we have time for. But let's read some more tweets. Yeah. At Jason, Dick, and friends. You, on Twitter, you can reach us out for us. We also put me and CJ's butts on our Instagram page. That's at Jason, Dick, and friends.
See
on
that
Instagram.
Ass, though.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Romero and ATX simply replies with a gif of Ryan Reynolds asking, but why?
Because we look good. That's why.
Because when you got it, man, that's what you do. Let's see. Dan the Man says, at Jason, Dick, and friends, I listen to you, CJ. Still work until 6.
Thank you.
Also, Ali Alejandra says, my finger was split open and my dad was, she'll be fine, guy. So I didn't get stitches. It sealed itself up eventually.
Okay.
Also, at the CJ Morgan, Jack listens to you on the daily and he has no complaints. And then a cute, adorable picture of her dog, Jack.
Oh, hey, Jack, thanks for making me Austin's number one listened to by pets radio DJ.
Oh, you should put that on your resume as well. Number one with pets.
Number one CJ with Morgan. Pets.
Jack has an adorable little bandana with some sharks on it, but he's laying on a dirty, rotten Patriots blanket. So, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Sorry, Jack. Also, let's see. More on CJ with his finger that he sliced open with a leather-making tool trying to adjust his
Ren Faire armor.
As you do.
As is one.
Mm-hmm. That's Serena G says, you don't need to show Nick anything. Correct. You definitely need to get stitches. That sounds awful. But right underneath that, from at Matt the Mick, Captain, you'll be fine. Suck it up, Buttercup. Super glue helps as well as butterfly bandages. Don't use both at the same time, though.
Which brings us to a tweet from Zach from New Braunfels. That's the solution for your fungal infection, Nick. On your chest, just put some super glue on it. That's what you do, and you're a fun guy. So there you go. We both received solutions to our medical problems.
He just wants me to glue my chest.
Yeah, dude. You don't have hair anymore. You can see video of Nick shirtless and his great C cups very, very soon today.
I got, you know, and gravity has not defeated my my sweet cups.
I'm
either.
A fun guy.
There you go, Zach. I know what you want.
It's Jason, Dick, and friends on 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out on vacation, but I am here, number one friend Nick, and my number one friend to the number one friend, CJ Morgan, is in the studio.
We're butt buddies.
We are now, man. You know, every time you do this with us, we just get closer and closer.
You learn something about my insides every day. Every time I'm in here.
Come back, Jason. Come back. I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm happy you're here.
Hey, good to be here, man.
Yeah.
I love the extra practice.
Good. Good.
Yeah, the extra pet setting.
Yeah. CJ does the afternoon shift, I'm going to say 2 to 7.
Yes.
I know what's going on.
I call it a show, not a shift.
Yeah.
Show. Yeah, I'm not just some disc jockey. I D's not my mom. With prank calls.
A, I feel nervous about you saying that, and just also that you do it to your mom. Let's just go into the game here. We're going to do Dayglow is part of the 101X concert series. That's right. Concerts are back. Tickets on sale today. I'm going to say at 10 o'clock, but maybe noon. Details at 101X.com. You can probably also go through Stubbs. And we have a pair to give out right now. We're going to play a round of But Your Kids Are Going to Love It. I don't have a fun intro thing for it, but CJ, this game, I'm going to give you a movie, a song, and a fun news headline, and you tell me what year all those three were released.
Okay.
And on the phone, we've got Kay, the CPA, with us. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Nick.
Good. For listeners who don't know, and why would they, I own Kay, the CPA's old car. She was nice enough to cut me a sweet deal on my car crapped out, and I take great care of it.
Thanks, Kay, the CPA. Shout out.
Yeah. I'm waiting for her to upgrade so that I can upgrade.
So you can get another one, yeah.
But, all right. Let's jump into this. CJ, you write yours down or do something.
Okay.
Here's some paper or whatnot if you need it.
Pens.
Kay, you can just tell us your year, but let's do this right off the bat.
Okay.
In what year did Raiders of the Lost Ark hit theaters? Did Joan Jett release Bad Reputation? And could you have seen the headline, U.S. National Debt Tops $1 Trillion?
Cool, I got this.
So, you know what? We should have some thinking music. I'm not prepared. That's fine.
I think I got it.
All right. Kay, do you have an answer?
Well, it's not going to be as good as TJ's because I don't remember, but I know it's got to be the 80s, so I'm going to say 1982.
82?
The year I was born. I'm going to guess 1981.
CJ Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, 1981 for all of that, but just off of by 1 year. Okay, so you're
close
good.
Enough. Good job.
Yeah,
my birth year.
Is it?
Yep, 82.
You old bastard.
I am old and creepy. Says the cricket van guy.
Yeah. Let's see. Number two. In what year did Tropic Thunder hit theaters? Did Coldplay release Viva La Vida? And could you have seen the headline, Elliot Spitzer swallows pride, announces resignation days after prostitution ring scandal?
Ooh, another tough one. I got this within a year or two. Let me...
Man. Are you following along with the Jeopardy stuff that's going on? With Dr. Oz and Aaron Rodgers?
I am a little bit. I know Dr. Oz is lame.
Yeah.
But...
Aaron's... Doesn't get a football player, but everybody wants LeVar Burton.
LeVar rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people are just like, just give it to LeVar Burton. What are you doing?
Please do. Yeah. Please.
Okay. That's enough.
Jordy LaForge, Reading Rainbow. Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's in a book. Take a look. Jeopardy. Here, Kay, what do you think for Tropic Thunder, Viva La Vida by Coldplay, and the Elliot Spitzer prostitution scandal?
You guys definitely gave me enough time to Google it, but I'm driving, so I just. That.
Well, I'm glad you're just playing a radio game and driving, not Googling as well.
Let's go 2011.
Okay.
I got it within a year or two. I'm going to say 2007.
Oh, you are so close. I'm just going to give you a little ding.
Was it 2006?
2008.
2008?
2008 for Tropic Thunder. That's
2008
right.
2008 for Tropic Thunder. The Coldplay one was what got me because I went and saw that tour. Didn't suck. Didn't suck.
I made this game in mind to do Jason versus Momo. And just to do fun. Like, Momo, do you know these old things?
Yeah.
And she also, you know, does radio and all. So you might get a slight advantage for the music stuff. Let's see, though. Anybody's game still scored? CJ's off by one, right? You said 2007?
Yes.
K's off by 4 years, so still close. And in what year... did The Big Lebowski hit theaters?
Ooh.
Did Brandy and Monica release The Boy Is Mine? And could you have seen the headline, What's a Furby and Why Will Your Child Murder You in Your Sleep If You Don't Get Them One? Damn. The Big Lebowski, Brandy and Monica, This Boy Is Mine.
I wrote down my answer really fast because I don't want someone Googling.
All right. Okay. Do you have an answer for Big Lebowski? Okay.
I also guess 1998.
Oh, you guys are both double right.
Yay! 98. That was...
How did you know that, CJ?
Lebowski.
Lebowski, okay.
And Brandy and that kind of music was all around that time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was...
Okay, what gave it away for you?
The Furby? I was in third grade when the Furby came out.
Oh, gosh, he was in third. I was in high school. Don't tell me you were in third grade. That makes me feel even older.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Number 00. Number four. In what year did Demolition Man hit theaters? Did the Smashing Pumpkins release Today? And could you have seen the headline, You've Got Mail, America Online sends out first CD offering free hours of internet. Demolition Man, Smashing Pumpkins Today, and America Online sends out free internets.
I'm going to change mine. There we go.
CK, if you didn't know, back in the day, the internet used to come on discs.
Yes.
And everybody stockpiled the free hours.
So you could go chat and do nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You couldn't even download music back in those days.
Just ask Smarter Child ASL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, CJ, you good?
Yeah.
All right, Kay. Demolition Man, Smashing Pumpkins, America Online. Go.
1993.
Okay.
I guess 1994.
Ooh, K the CPA.
She got it.
93,
damn.
I would ask you how old, but you seem entirely too young to know anything from 1993. That's impressive.
She's a big Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes fan.
Is that what it is?
I think
it's
so.
The AOL.
Yeah. Okay.
Teddy bear.
Into Furbies and the internet.
Teddy bear. All right, that has significantly affected things. CJ is off by 2 years, K off by 4, and both of you have got them dead on two of them, so it goes on to our final one.
Okay, this is it.
In what year did Horrible Bosses hit theaters? Did Adele release Rolling in the Deep? And could you have seen the headline, Bitcoin hits $1?
Okay, got it.
Horrible Bosses, Adele. Okay, fine. Horrible Bosses, Adele. Bitcoin hits a dollar. Kay, are you ready?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Horrible Bosses came out when? Mm-hmm. I don't know any of these.
Adele, Rolling in the Deep, Bitcoin hits a dollar. It's almost like I designed this last one to be really hard for you guys to pinpoint.
I know Momo would have got it because she's all about that Dogecoin and cryptocurrency. Yeah.
What's it up to right now? The latest?
40. God. 40 cents for the Doge. I wish I would have put more money in. Damn,
I've got $100 in. I knew it because what I wanted to do, I have a bet with Jason, a weight loss bet, where if he ever gets up to 280 again, he owes me $10,000. And I had to pay him $1,000 to get into this. And so I wanted to, I randomly, drunkenly bought $100 with a Dogecoin at the beginning of this year. And I wanted to a total of 1,000 and see which one got me to 10,000 first, Jason's weight or Dogecoin.
Dude, you would have been killing it right now.
I wouldn't be here right now.
I mean, it's not that much money.
That's enough time for you to Google. What do you got?
Okay, 2011.
That is also what I wrote down as 2011 without having to Google.
Sons of 2011, which means we go to the tiebreaker. We'll do one more. If you guys tie again, then we're just going to give it to Kay. But in what year did Die Hard hit theaters? Did Guns N' Roses hit Sweet Child of Mine? And could you have seen the headlines? Supreme Court picks porn over preaching in landmark case for Larry Flint.
Okay, got
Die
mine.
Hard, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Supreme Court picks porn over preaching in landmark case for Larry Flint. And okay. Kay, you got an answer for me?
I do. So during the snowpocalypse, we watched the entire Die Hard series.
Ooh.
The first one came out in 1988.
Okay.
Nick,
CJ?
I also wrote down, as you can see, I'm not cheating, I wrote down 1988.
Radio Magic, that's 1989, CJ. You lose, K.
Oh, dang it. How dare I?
Yeah, no, tie game. I don't have another tiebreaker, so it's,
you know,
K, you win.
Let's give her the tickets. She's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Dayglo tickets, sale, go on sale, 10 o'clock, noon, sometime today, 101x.com for details. And we will be back with maybe Dennis City LaPena, but probably not. Probably just me and CJ for some sports. But stay tuned, find out.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. And normally this is when we would talk to our man, Dennis De La Pena from Fox 7 Sports.
I'm hugging anybody that wants some.
But I guess he is also on vacation. So no Dennis, just me and CJ. But that's fine. We still have time to do some quick sports thing.
Morning X Sports.
And I really wanted to bust on CJ for being a huge Dallas Mavericks fan, but we don't have time to get into that.
No, or my temper tantrums when they lose.
Yeah. Maybe 9 o'clock. Maybe we'll do a special sports. But there is some football news in the NFL. No, not all that stuff with Deshaun Watson, although that's... You know, real quick on Deshaun Watson. The weird thing for me, I'm still, you know, saying let's settle everything in court, don't make assumptions either way on either side, but when you just have like 45 different masseuses, that's weird, man. Like, even if he's not doing terrible rapey things, just having that many, I'm like, dude, what's like, get you your one single one.
I had one at one point that I would trade concert tickets for massages, and it wasn't anything creepy. It was a friend of mine who was in school working on stuff, so she needed the hours. And plus, remember when I used to have a little paralyzed dog with me?
Miles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I would have Miles with me, and then I was able to take my dog with me to get massaged. So
I remember my favorite thing about Miles, other than the fact that he was just a curmudgeon. He was just
he would bite people and crap on the floor.
He hated everybody, but for some reason he loved me. I think he just felt a kindred spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
But CG used to hang out in the office next door to ours,
yeah.
And Miles, I would go get a hamburger for lunch, and Miles would crawl because his back legs were paralyzed. He would just crawl.
He would army crawl,
to get a hamburger. And I'm like, oh, Miles, I'm sure this is bad for you, but A, you know, you're paralyzed, and B, just I love you, so I'm going to use
hamburger. No wonder he was your best friend, man. Yeah. You were slipping him hamburgers and stuff.
Yeah.
That weight is what killed him.
All right, well, now I've told fun stories about your sweet little paralyzed dog. We have no time for sports, but we'll do this after the break because there's no more rules. It's Friday.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Jason is out. We are Dickless, but we are not CJless.
No.
He's in studio. And speaking of which, you can tell us how we're doing without Jason at JasonDickAF on Twitter. Send Jason hate tweets. Tell him he sucks for missing. Tell him we're so much better without him. It feeds him. It'll appreciate it.
Yeah, let him know how great we're doing. Also, make sure you tweet Trevin and let him know how much you love Three Doors Down and want him to play it on his new radio show.
Who's Trevin? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that guy's dead to us. Just tweet us and tell us how great we're doing because Nick and I are in radio and we went to Texas State, which equals us both having very low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
No self-worth, no confidence, nothing. But reading your tweets, and right now I am not getting enough love. At the CJ Morgan, at Jason Dick AF.
Yeah, follow CJ as well if you don't. He does fun stuff. He does fun videos. Lots of pranks on his mom.
Yeah, lots of prank calls with mom and goofs.
Lots of hating on people are getting into Twitter fights, I've noticed.
Not anymore, man. I've given that up.
I've seen a couple recently.
Not
anymore, like you started today, yeah.
Well,
sure.
Someone was bitching about the music we play, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, so you'll bitch about us playing Nirvana and Stained, but we don't get credit when we play like Black Pumas or Mobley or something quote unquote cool and local,
yeah.
which those are both super cool, great local artists. And I was just going off on this dude who was like, just complaining about alternative radio and 101X and all this stuff. And it really just pissed me off because it's been one of those weeks and someone that works for a community station my tax dollars pay for went in on me like, well, maybe you're not nominated for awards because you have to play Imagine Dragons and 21 Pilots. So I'm like, yeah, so big deal. That's what people want to hear. They don't want to hear 12-minute Wilco covers by a locally sourced Austin jug band. I'm sorry that my tax dollars pay for you to get freaking Chronicle Awards and I don't. My bad. Yes, I fight on the internet sometimes. Also,
I agree. You are chronically underrepresented at the Austin Women in Media Awards. Why can't you beat some of these women out for these awards?
I need some awards.
Yeah.
Come on, women.
Speaking of our music, at Nikki Lindsay says at Jason Dick AF, Nick, I really enjoyed the song requesting show yesterday. Any chance that returns when the dick is MIA? No, probably not. And I just wanted to read that to say I could say the dick is MIA.
What's the wildest thing you played while the dick was MIA?
I was really, really reserved.
There was nothing that made you like, ooh, I'm going to be in trouble.
No, there were some suggestions.
So there was
some different suggestions.
No DMX.
No DMX. I think the craziest I got is Beastie Boys, which I don't know why that's.
Did you know there was a petition to get the Beastie Boys back on the Morning X a long time ago?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, did you start that? Is that how you know?
No.
Okay.
But hey.
I saw that online and it just cracked me up.
Look, Beastie Boys is back. What can I say?
Yeah, it's here now.
I mentioned earlier sending Jason hate tweets and things, and I'm only bringing this up. He hasn't done it. He might be mad at me for doing it, but we had this awesome idea to read Jason Dick fan mail.
And now, Jason Dick fan mail.
And then it would be just him reading somebody saying, "You're terrible. I hate you. Go to hell. Where's Deb?" But we're not getting that. Apparently, we're doing too good of a job, so we don't have any hate mail to read.
Oh.
So that's what I'm telling people. I'm trying to drum this up. Jason at KROX.com, at JasonDick101X on all the social medias. Go tell me sucks. We can do this fun bit.
Please send that to me, too, because I have a little segment I call the mail sack where I do the same thing. I read hate mail. But after my first couple of months at 101X, it was all just the same stuff, and now I don't get any hate mail.
Aw.
I know.
I tell you what, CJ, you're naming for things. I don't know if it's good, but it's impressive.
Okay.
It is impressive just how much you can always take it back to some a male
some
body part.
Childish.
Or some, yes.
Middle school level of humor. I remember the boss told us whenever I moved over here from the station across the hall, mm-hmm. he was like, we don't do farts this much on 101X.
I don't know.
One of my first lessons.
We do some stupid stuff. I mean, look. It's...
Sexual intercourse. Oh!
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
I had a
this
guy.
This isn't very fun.
I had a guy call in, and his buddy videoed him, so I know he did this, and he thought it was really funny to prank call me mm-hmm. by farting in his phone. And I'm like, dude, you're now putting your phone that you just stank all over back up to your face and ear. I hope you get pink eye.
Yes.
Disgusting freak. How does that prank me?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to find the Mike Gundy fart noises, but I can't.
Okay.
I can't do it.
No farts on 101X.
But speaking of fun CJ antics, coming up next hour, we are going to give out Round Rock Express opening day tickets plus
yeah.
a 12-pack of Bud Light from Jason's private secret stash.
We got to find that. Yeah, yeah, man, we're going to play.
Oh, you don't know where it is?
Since we're butt buddies, we're going to play the ultimate ass rock challenge in a little game called You're Screwed.
You're talking about music. Please tell me you're talking about music.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're screwed because your ass is rocking with CJ. Yeah. That's coming up next hour. Stay tuned. We're also going to do more fun with me and CJ talking about farts and butts and male sacks and things. Yeah. We're professionals.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.